Like the play button has been pushed. We are playing.
Oh.
And I'm player one, by the way.
You got?
I get the top
No,
screen.
you're always weapon. No,
No,
you're
I get
always
the top screen. I run the hey,
You are
my stream,
you're
I'm player one. Those are the rules. We all know it.
No, you
Whoever
are
setup it is, they get to be player one. Those are the rules.
It's the rules, man. It's the rules.
Jeff
It
knows.
is the
Those are the rules.
rules,
So I'm player one.
but you're also the youngest. So that's not no.
No,
No, Jeff.
it's my setup. I get to be player one. Those are the rules.
I'm on my phone. It's technically my Discord, my setup. So I mean, by
Okay,
that,
but you can
I'm playing.
have all that, but without me, none of this happens. So I'm player one.
Actually, I mean, I could literally just record Discord and cut you out.
Yeah, it wouldn't work the
Well,
same. You'd have some really shitty quality, bud. I'm player one.
I mean, to
Hi,
not
welcome to
really
Movies,
move
Brews, and
quality
Rants,
quality
everybody. I'm Dylan. I'm drinking a Budweiser tonight. Switched it up, and I'm also player one. Player two, would you like to introduce yourself? Tyler, that's you.
Wow.
Sorry, I woke up today and chose violence.
Can see the
I'm
table sounding.
Tyler. Movies, Brews, and Rants. It's all good. I'm drinking actually a Terrapins. You know, it's out of Athens, Georgia. Actually, funny story about this. I think I told you, Dylan, but went to a bar in Athens, and me and Carly, my wife, we went on like a Monday or something crazy like that. And they had a half price local beer, so whatever was local. So I kept asking the waitress, like, "Hey, what's local? What's local?" And so she kept pointing something out. I was like, "Oh, no, that shit doesn't taste good." Well, she ends up out of nowhere just bringing me another beer. She sets it down, literally looks at me dead in the eyes, and said, "Here, drink this. My dad likes this, so you'll probably like it too." So I'm officially now a fucking dad, apparently.
Wow,
So did
it's
you
almost
get a
like
joy
having
call of
kids.
that and see a discount? What is happening?
Oh yeah, no, that one was on the house too. I mean, she had the seductive eyes on. Just saying.
Whoa, what? Tyler had a woman
No
coming on to her in another one of his stories? That's crazy.
way. Anyway, I'm Jeff, and this evening I'm drinking a toddy. I'm under the weather a little bit, so I went with a little bit of bourbon, lemon juice, and some hot honey just for a twist. It's delicious, and I can breathe for a moment, so it's doing its thing.
That sounds. Is that what you always drink at the movie theater?
No. I mean, no.
Yes, that is exactly what you drink at the movie theater.
No,
No, I drink
he
hot
drank
tea and
Rooster
honey.
Boosters.
Yeah, and
No,
Rooster Boot.
when he was feeling under the weather, I always saw his ass over next to the fucking Keurig making some ass concoction.
Don't think Jeff was
What?
ever sick any day I was there.
Oh, dude, Jeff, I've seen Jeff sick before at the movie theater.
I never
He'd
saw
come
Jeff
in,
sick.
he'd have the sniffles out the ass.
That's diarrhea, just so we know.
Just in case we've never said it before, we all met working at a movie theater. Just to give you some correlations there, because there's a lot of times you'll hear us tell stories and it'll just be like, at the movie theater, and to someone who doesn't
And
know, you literally
see,
think we just go to the movies a lot. We don't. We used to work there.
that's also where the name Three Dudes One Movie was going to come in from, but we say, well, that worked out for us.
Yeah, because
Apparently,
fucking assholes
other
took it.
people had the same idea we did.
Stupid people with their stupid ideas before we had them.
Yeah, since it's no longer ours, it's stupid.
That's
It's
right.
complete
Bad idea all of a sudden.
bad idea. That's an awful name. Who would even pick it?
Anyway,
Ask.
shout out to you guys. Good name.
So this we did The Lost City with Channing Tatum and Sandra Bullock. I will go ahead and say I'm disappointed in myself
Why? Because you liked it?
No, just it had its moments, but it was definitely a Channing Tatum movie.
That
It
it
was
was
a
a
Channing
Channing Tatum 21 Jump Street movie.
Yeah.
That
That's perfect.
side of Channing Tatum. Because every time you
Yeah.
told me that, I thought that, but then I was like, I'll
That
save it.
the
I'll save it for
only
the
Channing
pod.
Tatum movie that I talk about. Like, because I mean, yeah, he was in what, G.I. Joe? And then the
Was he?
second G.I. Joe movie, then he died like legitimately in the first 10, 15 minutes. But I was not a fan of G.I. Joe movies.
I never watched any of them.
Yeah. Well, this was so the first one, it came out like 09-ish era around that time. And then the second one came out, but this was right when The Rock was fucking starting to become a thing. And he started just starring in
When he became a
every
fucking mega star.
like when he became a fucking menace, and you turn around, there's a new movie starring such and such. Oh, and the fucking Rock. Hey, shout out Rock, man. We fucking love
I
you.
was about
Don't
to
worry
say,
about it.
fuck that. It's not even like a menace. It's more of this
No,
dude had such a presence.
he
There
was ruthless.
was nobody who didn't want him in their movie.
Hey,
Once
what
upon
was that one
a
movie? What was what?
Those movies, G.I. Joe, Hot Garbage, followed by a sequel that was slightly less hot, trash fire garbage.
It was mild garbage.
Yeah, it was still a dumpster fire, but it wasn't a raging landfill inferno like the first movie was. And I'm sorry, man. If your name ain't Damon, I don't want to see a Wayans brother in shit. I don't see nothing. Talk about a blight on the planet. Keenan Ivory's great, whatever. He set the plate, gave him all things to do, plenty of things to work out. But I ain't never seen nothing with Marlon Wayans in it that was worth me opening my eyes for. And it's got nothing against Marlon Wayans. It's just bad. Bad movies. There's too damn many of
You're not
So.
wrong. What was the movie with Sean William Scott and The Rock? What, Faster?
The Rundown.
The Rundown, that's what it was. He was in another movie called Faster too, but around that same time frame. But I think that The Rundown was like what really kicked off The Rock's career for the most part, other than, wrestling, other than that
Well,
part. But his acting career, where he first roughly got his first start.
I mean, he's a
well,
great
the
action
Rundown was
star.
supposed to be his venue because even at the front of the movie, at the beginning of the movie, there is a sequence when Arnold Schwarzenegger walked past him in a club, tapped him on the shoulder, and said, "It's all yours." And it was that much of a, "Hey guys, this is the new big action star." And it didn't do a whole lot. And I don't think Sean William Scott made a movie that made a theatrical release after that, except the one where he was in Paul Rudd and they were like sentenced to community service for kids or something. But
Role Models
yeah.
with McLovin, with McLovin.
Yeah, it was something that's
Let's see
still.
wait, did Dukes of Hazzard come out before run the Rundown or after? So
Oh, it came out
Jessica
way
Simpson,
before. So
Jessica
much.
Simpson, Johnny Knoxville. That's when everyone's like, oh, Johnny Knoxville's gonna be the best thing, next great comedic actor just because of Jackass. And then he literally did that movie and that.
I thought he did okay.
Stop it. Don't encourage him.
He did okay.
I don't
He
understand.
did okay.
no,
My
he
God.
needs to stick to Jackass movies, and that's it. And that's
He did
whoa,
okay.
and that's what he did. He did
Bless
great,
you.
Jackass.
Are you
So,
summoning a demon? What's happening? What was that noise? Is there a dinosaur there with
bless you.
yeah, I went back to the Jurassic
Oh,
Park, which I'm super
real quick, super,
proud of.
super off topic. But did you guys know in
Like
Jurassic Park, in the credits, they give credit to Phil Tippett, and his role in the movie was dinosaur supervisor.
Yeah.
And someone was like, dude, you did an awful fucking job. There were raptors in the kitchen. Like, what the fuck?
And yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that until today. And I just thought that was very entertaining to me that they threw that in there.
But yeah, okay. Is someone playing Atari? What is happening?
What?
We just got done watching Monty Python and the Holy Grail. My wife was not too thrilled watching it. She just did not grasp the comedic genius that came with it.
It's because Monty Python is very
British.
Yes, oh, I'll say that.
British.
Very British. It's dry humor. You have to be quick on your wit to absorb it, and quicker to see the humor in some of the things. And then the absurdity taken completely straight-faced is also a hard thing to swallow for some folks that are used to Jerry Lewis. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Dude, so go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was done.
I think that was me you heard.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, no. His mic is so cool now. I can't tell the difference.
Yeah, no. No, I was just going to say, I recently watched The Lost City, and it was okay.
Look at you bringing back on topic.
Got a realist back in, or else we're going to go for...
Might as well be the youngest person
involved. And I'm even drinking tonight.
Even better.
I think my favorite part of the entire movie, which isn't saying a whole lot, is when it's right after Brad Pitt dies. He just gets his fucking brains blown out from out of fucking nowhere.
First of all, who surprised Brad Pitt was...
No, Brad Pitt doesn't tell people he's in movies anymore. I swear to God. He just shows up and you're like, oh, hey, Brad Pitt.
First of all, he was looking like a majestic Thor. We got to give him credits.
Oh, yeah. No, Brad Pitt's amazing. Brad Pitt will always be amazing. But it's when he dies, Channing Tatum throws Sandra Bullock in the back of the car, still attached to the chair because, you know, he doesn't have time. And then they get away. They get to the edge of the cliff because he's more worried about the brains on his face. And he stops right on the edge of the cliff. And he's like, oh, holy shit, did you see that? Did you see what I did? She's gone, not there. And it's just the slow realization of when he just stops, looks forward, gets out of the car real slow, walks around to the edge real slow. It's like a whole 45 seconds that could have been done in 10 of just, fuck, I threw her over the edge. And then she's like, hey, dipshit.
I'm over here.
Can you get me out of the fucking chair now?
There's no time. And that was the whole thing. Every single time, he was like, oh, there's no time to get you out of the chair.
Yeah, and then when she throws him the gun, she's like, here, and he just fucking ducks, and then they have the whole argument of, you don't just say here. Maybe, like, if you're gonna throw a gun at me, say, like, catch or something. And then they have that whole argument. That was great. They had good chemistry between the two of them.
No, they did. He definitely played his
the lovable dope.
Yes. There you go. That's the perfect way to say it. He definitely played that up tremendously. Like I said, I'm disappointed in myself because Daniel Radcliffe was in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know he was in it either.
He
is a very good comedic bad guy.
Very much so.
He really is. And you know what show I'm actually really enjoying him in is Miracle Workers with Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi was in season 2, I think. But it's pretty hilarious.
Daniel Radcliffe was in every season.
Oh, was he really? I didn't know he was in season 1.
He's in 1, 2, 3, and 4. And from what I understand, he's doing 5. Continue. Shout out to Miracle Workers. Watch that show. You'll love it. It's hilarious. About 10 episodes per season. Anyways, continue.
I want to give a shout out real quick to Steve Buscemi because, I mean, he's just a fucking gift to the world.
What? Okay, real quick. What's you hear the name Steve Buscemi? What's the first movie that comes to mind?
Mr. Deeds.
Jeff?
I'm embarrassed to say Armageddon. Ghost World is a close.
Yeah, it's Mr. Deeds for me. And it
oh yeah.
It's
Crazy
either,
Eye.
Yeah, it's Crazy Eye. Either that, because it's the one scene where he's like, ooh, pizza with anchovies and Oreos. Nice.
You're not wrong about that at all.
What I think of when I actually hear Steve Buscemi is selflessness. Like this guy, you know, when 9/11 went down, I mean, he was a firefighter before he was an actor, mm-hmm. and he went down there, didn't want press anything, and just went to work.
He literally just wanted to help people. He didn't give a fuck what it did for his career. And that's another reason I say that he is a gift to the world, because like if the world had more people like Steve Buscemi, it would be a 10 times better place.
I mean, it really would, but you know, people listen to our podcast, you guys are awesome. But there's a lot of people out there that really just suck. And when I was honestly waiting for him to show up in the movie at some point.
Who's Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, I would love to see it, man.
I don't see where he could fit in this movie.
Shows up. I don't see where he doesn't fit in any movie.
I don't see where he fits in this one. Because
I mean, really,
the reason I say it isn't because I don't think that he could fulfill the role. More so that when people see Steve Buscemi, it's, oh, what's the next crazy role he's going to play that's just so stupid that it's funny? Like, even though he could play a serious role if he wanted to, I believe.
Guys, we all love Steve Buscemi, but can we get back to doing our review and discussing Romancing
that,
the Stone?
The last part kind of went with the movie.
Oh, wait. Romancing the Stone. This wasn't Romancing the Stone, unless you've seen Romancing the Stone and you realize it's Romancing the fucking Stone. But hey, who doesn't love Robert Zemeckis? Who? And we got Back to the Future from the first time they made this damn movie. For people that watch a lot of film, the parallels between these two are really close. You know, there's a few changes as far as why she's there for the map. She's looking for her. She's trying to save her sister from getting killed in the first one. This one, she's just trying not to get killed herself. And they're trying to rescue her instead of hiring somebody. This guy volunteers because, you know, that's what we do differently. But down to some of the shots, even in this movie, they were exactly the same thing. Like, literally, after they raid through their first big ordeal and they're at that village and she comes out in this white linen dress and they dance, it's the same scene. It's probably the same fucking dress. I mean, it is shot for shot. I mean, why bother making something original when somebody else has already shown you a really good blueprint? And I'm all for that, because there's plenty of people that have never seen the movie, never will, but
it's like
It was pretty enjoyable this time as well, even knowing that they just stole it.
It's like Treasure Island. The story's been told 1,000 times in 1,000 different ways. But
Cinderella, same thing?
Cinderella, yeah, same thing. But like, you know, let's see, Treasure Planet, Cinderella. Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of stories that have just been told the same story, just in slightly different ways. But, I mean, if it's done right, there's the one that always sticks out. And, like, with Treasure Island, that's Treasure Planet.
Absolutely.
Like, Treasure Planet was a fucking masterpiece.
Dude. Early 2000s American cartoons / anime, if you wish to call it anime. Some people do, some people don't. Some people do, some people don't. Okay, that is a very I get it. That is a very fine line. Trust me, I watch anime. I watch both aspects as well. Jeff, so do you. You also watch the original 90s and 80s, same as have I. It's just certain people call certain things different. We're not going to get in that today. We're talking about, you know, not even our movie. I'm just going to stop there.
Yeah, that's good. That's a great call. That's a great call, because you would have went on for hours.
Tangents,
my favorite.
I was about to go on one of your tangents, Jeff. What I am not a huge fan of this movie is, it's cool. Okay, cool. She's a writer, but I'm just not a huge fan of the fucking, you know, let's get a romantic novel going. And then, like, every now and then, it would be like a scene. Oh, that would be great for your fucking book. Let's do that. Well, I should be writing your fucking novel. What's going on? You know, I wasn't here.
But
sure
see,
that ties
in to that final scene where they're, you know, everything's done, everyone's safe, they're on the beach together, and then it's like, okay, what about the next book? And then he's writing the book, and then she's shitting on it because he's doing an awful job. It all just ties into that, to the big kiss that we've all been waiting for.
I'm tired of that. It fucking sucked.
Well, that's because people like us could give two shits about the romantic part of it, and we want more one-liners like Channing Tatum saying he's a feminist.
Dude, okay. I'm not gonna lie. I laughed so hard at that part.
I know that popped you. That's why I had to bring it up.
Great parts in that movie. I mean, every word uttered by Brad Pitt was just great.
Yeah. Oh,
in
yeah.
That damn movie. It's like, why are you so handsome? You know,
when Brad Pitt's doing his heroic rescue, and then every moment where Channing Tatum, like, he's trying to, like, sneak behind him in this bright white jacket. And, like, he thinks he's completely unseen. That's hilarious. Brad Pitt knocks the guy out, but Channing Tatum slaps him on the way down. And he's like, yeah, no, I did that one. And then Brad Pitt's just like, why do you keep fucking doing that? Like, they're already done. Like, stop hitting them on the way down. And he's like, no, I'm doing it. Like, I would love to see a movie with Brad Pitt and Channing Tatum after that, honestly.
Oh, God, yes. Well, and then, like, also the very, the end credit scene. Where there's the yoga studio. Oh yeah. So there was an end credit scene No, you didn't. Fucking get the fuck out of here.
I'm not YouTubing it right now.
Jeff, did you watch the end credit scene?
No, I did not.
Okay, so you can blame Marvel. They have trained me that.
Hey guys, something a little different. We had some recording issues last night while doing this episode. At some point or another, the stream cut itself off for about 20 seconds, so our recordings kind of got cut in half. So I'm not going to be able to just combine them into one episode, so we're making the best with what we got. If you're listening to this, then you're listening to part one. It's not going to be like you have to wait 2 weeks for part two. Part two is going to be up. So to continue the episode, just, you know, jump straight over to that episode and then you'll be good to go. We apologize for this issue. You know, shit happens. Not much you can do about it. We're making it work. We appreciate you listening.